Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 65, recorded Friday, November 1st, 2013. Hope everybody's doing well. Had a big week last week, and it's taken a little while to get a chance to sit down and record everything. But finally getting it done here this afternoon before yet another weekend comes and do some fun stuff then. I was in Atlanta a couple days this week and then succeeded and took basically half a day off on Thursday and drove earlier in the day than I normally do back to North Carolina. About 4.5 hours, 4:45, depending on traffic. And I wanted to be back in time to do some of the Halloween trick-or-treating stuff last night. So, which we did. We had, I don't know, about 60 kids. It was fun. I had a good time. But yeah, last week was pretty amazing. About this time, a little bit later than this, last week, we were getting ready and leaving to head up to Asheville, Charlotte, my wife and I, to Asheville, North Carolina for the Mountain Oasis Electronic Music Summit, which is basically an electronic music festival. And it was awesome. We had tracked down we were mainly going at first to see Nine Inch Nails and Gary Numan. We had been tracking the fact that both of them were on tour. Sometimes they tour together, but they're not right now. But they were both touring through the various area, and they had Gary Numan, I think, was in Atlanta on the Friday before the Saturday that he played at the festival, and I think Nine Inch Nails might have been there on Thursday. Something like that. They were kind of close. So we were kind of tracking it and figuring out what the best location to see one of them was. And then we realized that they were both going to be at the festival. And it's like, that's perfect. So we got tickets, went up, and had an excellent time. Like I said, they were the big names that I knew and was familiar with. I've seen, I think it's Bass Nectar. I've seen him before. We thought about going to see him on Friday. He was like the headliner on Friday, but we ended up not doing that. But saw some other good people. So we had fun. We kind of originally had decided to only spend the night Saturday night. So I had gotten a nice downtown hotel room for Saturday night at a loft, it's kind of new, kind of trendy, I guess. I think it's by the Wyndham Group, I think, one of their mini brands. But you see them especially in downtowns and a lot of cities, and super nice hotel. We really enjoyed staying there. It's very nice. We'll definitely stay there again the next time we go to Asheville. But then we finally decided, we kept looking at the schedule and stuff and going, we probably want to go up there Friday night too. And by that time, Aloft had booked out on Friday. So we ended up having to stay a little ways away, 3 miles maybe outside of downtown. No big deal. But it was a funny story, and hopefully of the five people that listen to this, it's not, the Hendersons aren't one of them. We were far enough away that we're definitely going to need to take a taxi downtown, and I wasn't thinking about it too much. I was kind of thinking about taxis at Dragon Con or whatever, downtown in Charlotte or something. And Asheville's, a city, but not a really big city. And so I hadn't called while we were getting ready. I just figured, we'll walk downstairs and I'll call from, and we'll wait in the lobby. And there happened to be a taxi sitting there. So I was like, that's cool. It could be somebody else. Let me check. So I walked up to the taxi cab and asked him if he was available or if he was waiting for somebody. And he said, are you the Hendersons? And I was like, no. And he's like, the heck with them. He's like, I waited too long. I even left, got a pack of cigarettes, came, and then I felt bad and came back and was waiting again, but they're still not down here. You're the Hendersons now, hop on in. So we hopped in. He's like, you made out, you saved an hour and a half. And I was like, eyes went wide. I was like, I wasn't thinking about that. If I had called, I'd have been freaking out because we were going to be waiting an hour. But it turned out we just walked downstairs, took somebody else's cab. Sorry, Hendersons. And it was the cab driver's decision, not me. Drove right into downtown, then got in downtown, pulled up right next to the Orange Peel, this little place, little venue there that we really like. And figured that's where we're going to start out. Stepped out of the cab, said thank you, turned around, and the the Oktoberfest, which I think I talked about that we went to in Charlotte a few weeks ago. We wandered around, had a great time, tried anything that we wanted to try except for one brewery, which was from Asheville, called Wicked Weed, which consistently had such a huge line that there was absolutely no way we were going to get into that thing. So we were just like, we'll see it sometime when we're in Asheville. Well, Wicked Weed is literally next door to the Orange Peel. We got out of the cab. To our left was the Orange Peel. To our right was Wicked Weed. Hey, whatever. So we walk on in. It's a Friday night. It's a Friday night in Asheville downtown. And this music festival's in town. So the bar is packed. We're happy to sit at the bar and eat. But it was like double person, double two people deep packed. Tables looked all full. Girl comes up and asks us, if we're here to eat. And then she looks over and she says, oh, those two people at the they had a community table, I think they called it, just a basically like maybe 5 feet behind the bar, one of those big long tables, that just runs like the length of the bar or more. And it was completely full except for two people that just stood up. She's like, you probably saved 90 minutes. So we were like two for two. We're like 3 hours ahead at this point. So we sat down, had a meal, and decided at that point we were like, well, we're here. We're near the Orange Peel. We don't really know a whole lot of the people who are playing on Friday anyway, so no point in going to the main. They basically used, I think, five different venues in town, like from the largest two were over in the Civic Center, the arena. And then there were a couple of other ones. Then there was the Orange Peel, which is kind of the middle size venue. And then there were a couple smaller ones. So we're like, oh, we'll just stay here at the Orange Peel on Friday and check things out here. And it was really good. We saw Laurel Halo, Rusty, a guy named Rusty, I think, who's from Scotland. Both of this is just like your classic electronic dance music sort of, which I like. So it's fine. It was very good. And I like the Orange Peel. It was very relaxing. So we hung out there and most of the evening came in and out occasionally, just wandered around. Asheville's interesting, interesting on a quiet weekend. And this definitely wasn't a quiet weekend. So it's fun people watching in Asheville. So we had a great time on Friday. And then Saturday we got up, moved to a loft, which is cool. And then got ready to go see Gary Numan and Nine Inch Nails. For Gary Numan, we were literally second row, but effectively first row. We were standing right behind the first row people. I mean, we were as close as we could get. And there were a lot of people there that were younger that weren't nearly as familiar with Gary Numan as they were Nine Inch Nails. Nine Inch Nails was... Gary Numan was the second band out of four. Nine Inch Nails was obviously the last band, the headlining band. And so a lot of people were there to just try and get good location for Nine Inch Nails. But I heard several people just talking about he's rocking it. And he was amazing. Guy's 55 years old. He's like dancing all over the stage like crazy. He's got great new music. He's got, great old music. He's an exceptional artist. He was great, great. And we decided to... go out and walk the area. The arena was big enough that you could tell there was standing room down on the floor, and then there were seats up above as well. And you can hear the concert perfectly fine from anywhere in there. And I wasn't as neither of us were as committed to being 30 feet away from Trent Reznor as we were Gary Numan. Nothing against Trent Reznor. I love Nine Inch Nails, but we decided to go out. Do some more walking, people watching and stuff, and then come back and watch the Nine Inch Nails. And we were still, 30 or 40, but we were still like in the middle of the pack of the people down in standing room only. And Nine Inch Nails never disappoints. That's actually the first time I've ever seen them live, but I've seen their concerts on YouTube and other. And that was an excellent show as well. The light show in particular for Nine Inch Nails is amazing. And if there's anybody out there listening, I don't know this. I don't know much about this, but I wasn't paying attention, but it doesn't seem to me. Well, we got there at the end of the group before Gary Numan. And we were standing there kind of talking to people during the whole period of time where hold on just 1 second. I'm not even going to pause it. I just have to go get a cat. Cats are in the house, and one was on the up on the kitchen counter. But so between the end of Gary Newman or the previous, I don't remember who that was, and Gary Newman's performance was like 30 minutes. And I saw them bringing out, obviously, musical instruments and such, and moving around mics, but I didn't see any changes to the lighting. Do they like put up everyone's lighting, or do people have individual lighting, or is there just sort of some sort of standard that they can hook into programmatically with lighting in arenas and stuff now? Because Nine Inch Nails lighting was amazing. I mean, it was crazy amazing. But they had only been there. They were somewhere else the day before. So I don't know how that stuff works. I'd be interested to learn. Maybe I'll look around on the internet or something. But their ability, I guess there's some sort of programming standard, an API in effect for that stuff. And I don't know if they're bringing in their lights and everybody's putting their lights up at the same time, or if you just use the lights that are there and they're programmable. I don't know, but it was cool. Lighting for the Nine Inch Nails in particular was way cool. And I have no idea how they do that stuff, you know, one day after the next in a different place. That's crazy. That's a crazy amount of engineering. So, didn't get to see any, there was a whole full, Sunday worth of music as well in the evening, but you know, we had to get back cause we went to work. Well, I actually took Monday off and Tuesday off. Charlotte had a half day of work, and then we left for Raleigh, North Carolina, and to see Dylan Moran, a comedian, Irish comedian who was he's done other stuff, but he was in Black Books, which I think I've mentioned on here before. And if you have a Netflix streaming and you like British, you know, type comedy, go watch Black Books right now if you haven't. It's freaking hilarious. And he did not disappoint. Again, we were in actually a venue that was a little smaller than I expected. I mean, it was totally full. I didn't mean that from the sense of Dylan couldn't fill it up. I just meant it from, wow, we're going to be really close. Cause we were on the side, but right at in the aisle on the side. So almost in the center group, and we were in like the fifth row. So, you know, I could have hit him. I certainly didn't need a baseball to hit him. I could have hit him with a wadded up piece of paper easily. And he was hilarious. He was excellent, excellent show. And downtown Raleigh was fun. I mean, Raleigh's no Asheville. Raleigh's not even like a Charlotte uptown. It's more like, kind of like Atlanta's downtown. You know, it's you know, in both cases, we're talking about, you know, you've got state capitals and you know, so a lot of lawyers and all that sort of stuff in the downtown area, but not a lot. You know, they're both trying to kind of upscale their downtown areas. Raleigh does have a little, the area right there near the theater itself, like literally maybe a block or two block square, kind of had some stuff going on. But yeah, downtowns in those two cities are not where things are going on to that much, but it was nice. You know, we had fun, went by, and then on the way home on Tuesday, you know, I went to Duke. Charlotte's family's like Duke longer than I've have. So we hit the Duke campus, did a little shopping for, Christmassy stuff and things. Had lunch at a little place that we really like that's right off of Duke campus, a place called Dane's, which has an amazing hamburger. and then drove home. So we had a big three and a half day, basically a weekend, and had a ton of fun and great time. So that's it. And then next day I got up, drove to Atlanta. And the next day I drove back to North Carolina, and here I am. So it was a good week. Definitely a good week. This weekend's looking to be fun. We're going back to the RenFest with some friends of ours again. And I know I forgot. I just was looking to double check my episode numbers today, and I did not put the link to the very funny photo of me in my kilt with a sausage on a stick. I did not put that into the show notes for whichever. I guess it was last. It might have been the week before, two episodes ago, that I was intending to do that. So I'm going to try and go back and get that taken care of. Charlotte and I were talking. I think I might actually be moving forward on getting a new recording device sooner rather than later. It may not go into Christmas timey sort of stuff. Because she made a very good point. If I had one of those and I could, you know, which I've heard Dave Slusher use in a car, and it sounds good, sounds fine. I could go back to recording in the car, which I have tried on here and not so good. I mean, that's nothing against the phone. You know, it's not really designed for that sort of thing. But if I go ahead and get one of those, that'll make podcast recording much easier because, you know, I'm in the car 8 hours, 9 hours a week, traveling back and forth through Atlanta and oftentimes thinking about my podcasting, things that I want to do for the podcast. So, you know, I could conceivably even get some in the can and have, either do them more frequently or more likely store them up so that I don't forget to do them. So, could be this weekend, you know, this weekend, might have some time to go and look at things and, you know, do some price check. I'm probably getting a Zoom, the H1. I don't need more than that. Yeah, the H2 is supposedly almost kind of the gold standard. I know there are ones even better than the H2. I think there's an H3 and an H4. I'm not sure, but, the H2 is kind of like, that's what a serious, you know, a lot of people that I know that do kind of serious podcasting use. But I, from what I've seen, like the H1 for me is going to be more than enough. So I'm going to go and check those out this weekend probably. And, could be as early as next week. You never know. Might be. It could happen. So, that's probably the other interesting thing that could happen soon. So, but to wrap it up, I've actually, want to, get some stuff done with work. And then, later in the afternoon, I'm running off with my wife to go probably shoe shopping. And I know everybody needed to know that. I've basically gotten down to the, this is what I had for breakfast sort of stuff, but I didn't tell you that. It just came out. So whatever. Anyway, I think we're good for today. So, this is Ken Kennedy and this is Ken Zoid's Autonomous Zone. The URL for my blog and the podcast is kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. That's my handle many places on the internet. That is indeed my Twitter handle. Email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com, kkennedy@kenzoid.com. My Google+, my Google+ handle will be in the show notes since it's a long 20-digit number. And this podcast is Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike version 3.0. So everybody have a good weekend and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks a lot.